somebody else. Use God. You using their quotes. Use God. You using their books. Use God. He said the God is the word. And then you need the word, because the word is the life of men. The word is what you need. The word is a door opener. Somebody say yes. The word is a way maker. You don't believe me? Come here, I got a witness. Moses, do you testify to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Moses, is it true that you went to the wilderness, got to the Red Sea, enemies were behind, mountains on both sides, and you had no way out? Is it true that you talked to the Lord and the Lord said, stretch? I wish I had somebody. And is it true that the Lord is a way maker, that he made a highway through the Red Sea? Moses said, yes. I'm telling you the truth. All I did was stretch. And all I'm telling you is what you got to do. God gave it to you. Stretch. What am I stretching? I'm stretching my faith. I'm stretching my belief. I'm not just going to stay here, but I'm going to let you know I'm going to believe God for the impossible. I know you said that it couldn't be done, but you don't know who I serve. You don't know what he did. He walked into nothing, spoke into nothing, and created everything. Do I have a witness? I know you said that it can't be done. Had nobody before gotten out of the grave. But let me tell you about a man from Galilee who gave sight to the blind, who healed the brokenhearted, who raised the dead. But when they crucified him, they thought he couldn't get up. But early, early, say, hello! Sunday morning, he got up with power. Anybody know this power? Power to heal you. Power to save you. Power to turn you around. Somebody say yes. Anybody know this power? Come on and shout glory. Glory. Anybody got faith? Say, I got faith. I trust you, Lord. When I can't trace you, I know it's bad. But Lord, you can turn it around for my good. Matter of fact, let me testify. Every time I turn around, the Lord say, yeah. One more time for those that were late. Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on making a way. Somebody say yes. Give him glory. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Will he, won't he? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Say yes. I ain't talking about a footstool to rest on, a footstool to help me reach what I couldn't reach before. Take me higher. Say higher. Higher. Say yes. Say yes. Won't he, will he? Will he, won't he? Tell your neighbor, it's been long enough. Gotta let you go now. But before I go, I need to let you know something. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. The key to greatness. The key to greatness is faith. By faith, you obtain a good report. By faith, the worlds were framed up. And if the world was framed by the word of God through faith, Do you think that, I'm asking this question, do you think that God kept decreeing, let there be until it was? No, he knew it. It already happened in him. And he spoke, and there it was. That's faith in the word. It works together. I got faith in God's word. Now, I don't know about that stuff you're talking. But I got faith in what God talks. When he speaks, I got faith. And he says that we understand. We know. We know. I know this. It's a fact. It's a fact that God is a healer. He's not a doctor. He don't have to practice medicine. He can speak a word and heal you. I know it. I know that God will turn your life around because he turned mine.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altorio Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altorio Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, nearer, my God, to thee, oh, nearer.
I'm gonna sing.
ladies, my grandmother was the mother of the church, and I was the oldest grandchild. Many days I would go by her home to talk to her. She taught me a lot. And some days when I would get to that old wooden house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears. She said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs, and sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear her sometimes. Working and washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seemed like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friends, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometime like this. Listen.
As the president of JDI Records, I want to personally thank you for your support, and I pray that you've been tremendously blessed by this album. And as we close out with a little taste of I'm Determined from the new JDI release by Dr. Margaret Dureau, remember, step out on faith and just do it.
In their first national recording, Dr. Margaret Pleasant Dureau and the Heritage Man.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
Yeah.